Most famous student I have mentioned to you, that's Reb Chaim of Volozhin. Reb Chaim had a brother, Reb Zalman, who was also a great genius. There were two brothers that came from a little Lithuanian town of Shklov, Reb Binyamin and Reb Yisrael. All of his Talmidim were giants, great, great men. The Gaon wanted in his lifetime to emigrate to Eretz Yisrael, to leave Lithuania and travel to Israel. And he set out on the journey. The legend is that he set out more than once, and every time something happened, he couldn't leave. He couldn't get out of the country. So it is, again, the legend has it that he said that he sees that from heaven they hold him back. From heaven they don't let him go to Eretz Yisrael. But his disciples went there in Israel. And the Ashkenazic Jewish community, especially in Jerusalem, was founded by the disciples of the Gaon of Vilna. That's why if you go to Jerusalem today, you will find that most of the Ashkenazic customs in halacha and in prayer are the customs and prayer of the Gaon of Vilna, because it was established by his disciples, so that Yerushalayim is to a great extent Minach Hagro, the Gaon's decisions. The Gaon had his own a nusach of tefillah, of prayer, which is very close to Nusach Ari, very close to it. This very, very strong similarities with Nusach Ari. In the yeshiva world, the Gaon's decisions and the Gaon's customs still exist in many, many areas, in prayer, in halacha, in how to pronounce certain words, to say Yiskadel v'Yiskadesh instead of Yiskadal v'Yiskadash. There are hundreds of such examples where the Jewish people generally retain their ancient custom, but Lithuanian Jews are in the yeshiva. Lithuanian yeshivas adopted the customs of the Gaon. And the influence of the Gaon was therefore enormous on his generation, on all later generations. But the strongest influence that he had was on the Hasidim. He turned them away. Turned them away from the path of extremism because they had to prove themselves. And and because of having such a formidable foe, they were forced to come to terms with the criticisms that were leveled against them. Once they came to those terms, once they came to the answers, so then they were able to withstand even the Gaon's cherem, which in effect disappeared into thin air. It never was enforced, and just disappeared. We have only one portrait of the Gaon, and we don't know how accurate it is, but I'll show it to you at least. The famous portrait of the Gaon of Vilna that was made by a non-Jewish artist who saw him. The Gaon, when he died on Chol HaMoed Sukkos, was buried in Vilna. Great peace-loving, progressive, socialist state, after the Second World War, turned the entire Jewish cemetery in Vilna into a soccer field. But through the efforts of Rabbi Teitz in Elizabeth, three graves were preserved, one of which is that of the Gaon of Vilna. And a new monument is erected there, so right outside the soccer field. It's just, in case you have any doubts what the exile is. Huh? You were there. So the Gaon's grave is there. The Gaon's family still exists through direct descendants and also through his brother. His brother, Reb Avraham, has